Calls to remove confidence from Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki started to gain momentum in April. Iraq's President Jalal Talabani held fresh talks with Kurdish, Sunni and Sadrist movement officials on Wednesday in the Kurdistan region. But a Kurdish lawmaker said the officials failed to persuade Talabani to hold a vote of no confidence in Iraq's parliament. Talabani allegedly wants to begin talks with all coalition groups to resolve the political disputes. Politicians say there are no guarantees that the situation would improve if Prime Minister Maliki were removed from power.
We have the sad experience of former Prime Minister Ibrahim Jaafari from the past. He had a number of commitments he needed to implement, but he didn't. Now Nouri Maliki has not implemented these commitments either. I think the best way is to put pressure on Maliki, and in a short time he will implement these commitments.
President Talabani previously called for constructive and fraternal dialogue to end the political crisis in the country. He also renewed his statements about holding Iraq's long-delayed national conference to unite political blocs. Even if a no-confidence vote were to be held, Maliki's opponents would need a majority of 163 seats out of the parliament's 325 members to remove the prime minister from power. It is also unclear if replacing Maliki would solve the ongoing problems between Iraq and the Kurdistan region in the short term.
We think these problems stem from 2003 until now. They've accumulated. I don't think that changing the person will solve the problems straight away. But sure, the person will influence the events. The ones who want to withdraw their confidence in the prime minister think that the first step for solving the problems is doing that.
One of the main gripes officials have with Maliki involves the Arbil Agreement, which formed the current government but which Maliki has only partially followed. The deal reinstated Maliki for the second successive term. Maliki's election rival, Iraqi List, won the elections. The bloc was promised a national council for strategic policies in return for its concession over the prime minister post. The council was not formed, and Maliki's State of Law coalition and Iraqiya began accusing each other of violating the Arbil Pact. Anti-Maliki officials met in Arbil at the end of April to discuss withdrawing confidence. They gathered again in Najaf city earlier this month. The officials sent a 15-day ultimatum to Maliki to follow the Arbil agreement, but they received no response to this demand. Talabani's stance against a vote of no confidence is perhaps surprising. The president allegedly recently sent his resignation letter to the Kurdistan region's president Masoud Barzani. Analysts said that the letter will be used as a pressure card by Arbil against Baghdad when necessary. Now it remains to be seen if the anti-Maliki alliance will involve action rather than just words. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Arbil.